Twitter makes room for more of your thoughts, and not everybody is happy about it.
There's nobody alive who said, I'm not on Twitter because I have to express myself in more than 140 characters. That person doesn't exist.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. This week, Twitter announced it's doubling its character limit to 280 characters for most users. The rationale being that new users might find it easier to start tweeting and then will maybe stick around. Japanese, Korean, and Chinese language tweets will still get the original 140. As the company explained it, these are denser languages, requiring fewer characters to express what might take much longer in English, French, and Spanish. Michael Pachter is managing director of equity research for Wedbush Securities, and as it turns out, not at all a fan of the switch. Michael, what are the extra characters worth to Twitter?
Zero. And I personally found the 140 character limit endearing just because it forced us to be brief and to think about what we were saying. There's nobody alive who said, I'm not on Twitter because I have to express myself in more than 140 characters. That person doesn't exist.
Do you think it could actually cost them some users? I mean, looking through my feed today, I was kind of like, I'm not sure I like these long tweets. It's taking me longer to get through stuff. Although I have to say, you know, I saw one defense that kind of resonated with me from a grammar nerd who's like, now I can finally, you know, use my Oxford commas. People who really hated what they had to do to language in order to shorten it.
I saw the same, and I'm one of those people who still puts two spaces after a period, so I always had to shorten that as well. I think users will get over it, and those who are angry, you know, will be, you know, offset by people who are mildly pleased, and no new users will come in.
It's also coming 11 years after the company was founded. Does it have time to start over like this?
Oh, it's not a restart. I mean, Costolo took over, you know, was a CEO initially, and he came from a text world, and text used to be limited to 160 characters. Somebody at Twitter figured that 140 was better, God knows why. So it's an arbitrary limitation, and my guess is it has something to do with server size, because they actually have to maintain all these posts.
On the social media landscape more generally, what do you think is next in social media? What platforms may be coming?
Well, I mean, Zuckerberg's been talking forever about virtual reality. And so the ability to share an experience wherever you are with your friends in, you know, 360-degree video, that'll come eventually. You know, I really wouldn't mind being next to a friend who's on the beach in Hawaii in the middle of the winter. You know, that might be a pleasant experience, and being able to, you know, maybe not feel the heat, but to enjoy the scenery with my friend, sure, that'll come. Social media, each of those sites, those platforms, they're different, and I think there's room for all of them, and I think we'll evolve to richer media and more immediate experiences over time.
That's Michael Pachter, who follows Twitter and tech generally at Wedbush Securities. He told me there are basically two kinds of social media users, exhibitionists and voyeurs. As kind of a moderate sharer myself, I'm at Amy Reports, by the way, I'd like to think there's a middle ground. What do you think? You can connect with the show on Twitter at Marketplace Tech, or use as many characters as you want. Send an email to mptech@marketplace.org. I'm Amy Scott. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.